This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, June 13th. I'm Patricia Naft. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is offering black lung screenings across the West. The agency's mobile screening unit is in Colorado this week. KVNF's Laura Pomisano visited the unit when it was in Paonia and brings us this report.
Coal workers' pneumoconiosis, better known as black lung disease, is caused by the inhalation of coal mine dust. Anita Wolf is a public health analyst for the CDC. She travels around the United States screening coal miners for the disease.
A miner with severe pneumoconiosis can get the air in, but they consciously have to make an effort to blow the air out. So if you are talking with a miner that has severe pneumoconiosis, you'll hear them in, and then they have to do it because the lungs lose the elasticity to do it by themselves.
Wolf says once you get black lung disease, you're stuck with it.
We have the technology, we know what causes it, we know how to prevent it, and it is preventable. So we have to really work with not just the miners, but the mine operators in making sure that dust levels are kept where they're supposed to be, that water sprays are used at the face of the mine, that the ventilation curtains are hung, and that everything is within the regulations and maybe even more than the regulations call for to keep our miners from dying from this disease.
Under the Federal Mine and Safety Act, coal mine operators have to offer new miners working in underground coal mining a chest X-ray and physical exam. The X-ray is used by doctors to establish a miner's health at the start of their career. Federal regulations also require mine operators to offer seasoned underground coal miners chest X-rays every 5 years. Wolf says in the early stages of black lung disease, people don't often have visible symptoms.
That's another reason we say to do screening early, because often through the spirometry test that the guys do,
that's a breathing test,
or through the X-ray that's taken, we detect disease before a miner even has any symptoms. We'll call them and say, you know, you have the beginning stages of simple pneumoconiosis. And they're like, well, I feel fine. And we're like, that's why we're glad you came early. As the disease progresses, miners become short of breath. Walking even on level ground and especially up a hill, you can become breathless. You can develop a very severe cough. You can start noticing bluing of the fingernails and lips because of lack of oxygen, and it just slowly gets worse.
Wolf says when a miner dies of black lung disease, they essentially suffocate. The National Institute for Occupational Health and Safety, a division of the CDC, has a mobile unit that travels around the United States to screen coal miners for the disease. The unit recently stopped in the town of Paonia because it's near three coal mines. Jason Timbresa, a fourth-generation miner who works at the Bowie coal mine, got examined at the unit. He's been getting screened for black lung disease since he started working in the industry 20 years ago.
I would recommend that all miners, any time that the opportunity arises, to take advantage of it and get your screening done. One of the keys to any disease is early detection.
Arnold Kurtstatter, who also works at the Bowie mine, says he came to the screening to make sure he doesn't have black lung disease. He's been working in the industry for 34 years.
You always have that in the back of your mind that you could get black lung. You try to avoid it by wearing a mask in any dust situations. You want to make sure that all your precautions are taken so that you know your water sprays in your mine and your ventilation is good and you use all the precautions that you can not to get black lung.
The free exams are open to anyone who has ever worked in a coal mine, and the confidential screenings include a breathing test and chest X-ray. The CDC says one in every 20 miners who are screened through its programs have black lung disease. Wolf says she and her mobile team examine about 2,500 miners a year. Wolf also has a personal connection to the disease. Her father was a coal miner in West Virginia and died from black lung disease at the age of 83.
My father started mining in like the 1930s. He started working at a coal mine when he was 12 years old, and he was the mule boy, took care of the mules for the miners. He loved it and worked his way up, as he said, to where he was drilling in the coal seam and loading the dynamite, the blasting stuff, and running it as the coal came out of the rib and then was hand-loading coal. So he worked at a time when there weren't the regulations that there are today. And he ended up with very severe black lung disease and died from black lung disease. For the last year of his life, we kept him at home and we took care of him. and I was holding his hand when he died. And it's not a disease that I ever want to see anybody else die from, because it's just horrible to watch someone suffocate.
According to the CDC, between 1968 and 2010, more than 76,000 people died from black lung disease. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
The exam takes about half an hour. People can be screened today at the King II mine near Durango. The mobile unit will also be stopping in New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah. The latest numbers from the Colorado Department of Housing were just released. They include home rental rates across the state, including Grand Junction, which has seen the average cost of renting drop in recent years. This is Ryan McMacken, an economist from the Department of Housing.
And if we look back in time, what we see is that rent was progressing at a moderate rate from, say, 2000 to 2006 or so. But then as the oil and gas boom began to heat up on the western slope, especially in the Grand Junction, Garfield County areas, we started to see rent go up very, very quickly then. So what you had really was a bubble in rent that formed from about 2006 to 2009. And ever since then, rents have been slowly going back down. And so this is really just a continuation of a trend that began about 3 years ago.
The average rent in Grand Junction fell from its 2009 peak of $680 a month to now $525. Kevin Cundiff, a former Delta sheriff, was sentenced earlier this week to 60 days in jail and 2 years of probation. Last year, Cundiff was arrested on 3 counts of sexual assault on a child, but took a plea deal and pled guilty to unlawful sexual contact, no contest, no consent. Deputy District Attorney Seth Ryan says that their office is victim and team oriented, meaning they consult with the victim, in this case, the victim's mother, about what kind of sentence they want. The victim's mother, who was also Cundiff's wife, initially wanted a much lighter sentence, but was convinced to seek the 2 year of probation. The victim was 7 years when the abuse started, and it took place over about 5 years. Kebler Pass opened this week, making all the winter-restricted passes and roads now open for the summer. There is still construction south of Ouray on Highway 550, and CDOT crews will be out working on Colorado's highways, but the roads are clear for summer driving. Stay tuned for Adam and the Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF, I'm Patricia Naft.